Our Kind of Cruelty by Araminta Hall. Read by Nick Hendricks and Eleanor Matsura. One can be too ingenious in trying to search out the truth. Sometimes one must simply respect its veiled face. Of course, this is a love story. The Sea, Iris Murdoch. 1. The rules of the Crave were simple. V and I went to a nightclub in a predetermined place, a good way from where we lived. We travelled there together, but entered separately. We made our way to the bar and stood far enough apart for it to seem like we weren't together, but close enough that I could always keep her in vision. Then we waited. It never took long, but why would it when V shone as brightly as she did? Some hapless man would approach and offer to buy her a drink or ask her to dance. She would begin a mild flirtation. And I would wait, my eyes never leaving her, my body ready to pounce at all times. We have a signal. As soon as she raises her hand and pulls on the silver eagle she always wears around her neck, I must act. In those dark, throbbing rooms, I would push through the mass of people, pulling at the useless man drooling over her and asking what he thought he was doing talking to my girlfriend. And because I am useful-looking in that tall, broad way, and because V likes me to lift weights and start all my days with a run, they would invariably back off with their hands in front of their faces, looking scared and timid. Sometimes we couldn't wait to start kissing. Sometimes we went to the loos and fucked in the stalls, V calling out so anyone could hear. Sometimes we made it home. Either way, both our kisses tasted of Southern Comfort, V's favourite drink. It was V who named our game.